Robot or not?
Don, listener Nicholas wrote into robot@theincomparable.com with a somewhat philosophical question, which is right up our alley. Nicholas wrote, "My friends and I found ourselves in a discussion about the role of henchmen in storytelling and in real life, and I'm calling on the experts. What are henchmen? We begin by supposing you need an evil boss of some kind, but do you need to be evil yourself to be considered a henchman? If not, perhaps more of us who have bosses are henchmen than we thought. There are nameless squads of henchmen in coordinated outfits, like the kind I saw in the 60s Batman TV show. Are orcs henchmen? Are stormtroopers henchmen? What about the flying monkeys? When does a plurality of henchmen become an army? There are legendary singular henchmen. Darth Vader, is he a henchman? Perhaps he's our first ballot Hall of Famer. Oddjob is a henchman. But what about Chewbacca? Is Boba Fett a henchman for hire? How much individual agency are you permitted before you become a full-fledged villain?" And then he wraps up very cleverly by saying, "Thank you both for doing my bidding."
Hench person, please.
Yes, he did say henchman, hench people, hench folk.
Mm-hmm.
Hench, you could hench and be. So I looked
hench,
it up.
You could be a hench American.
The etymology of this is that it comes from when people were like the a person who is sworn to a lord or something.
Right.
And they're, you know, he is my henchman. He is a person sworn to me. And then it became over time
right.
the connotation that we have today.
Yeah. So it's for the henchman slash hench person. I mean, I don't hear hench person or hench woman even, but you definitely hear henchman. It has to be, it's a smaller circle than you think, right? So if the orcs are not henchmen to anybody, there's too many of them.
Yeah.
Even the Uruk-hai are not henchmen to anybody.
Right.
There's too many. But if there's a group of seven orcs that hang around with Saruman or something, right, those could be his henchmen. I don't
just
know
like
if
that,
those were in the
movie.
There's
like just that one Uruk-hai who's always taken the orders from him. I think he might
that
be
could
a
just
henchman.
Be a general in his army.
Could
I really
be.
Feel like it has to be more like an entourage, like people with you, and it's a smaller circle, and they are distinguished. Even if they're the same, even if they're just orcs like any other, it's a select group that you've picked that come around with you and do your bidding. And like in movies and stuff, when there are henchmen, they're a small number of them surrounding the person, right? Stormtroopers are not henchmen to
right.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Darth Vader would probably be insulted if you called him a henchman to the Emperor. And I feel like that relationship is a little bit more elevated than that, because especially when it's singular, always two there are, right? Having a single henchman, that's more like just your subordinate evil person. As for the evil thing or not, I think in the modern pop culture connotation, yeah, the person you're serving is probably going to be evil. Good people don't have henchmen. Setting aside the whole origins with nobility and lords and whether they were good or bad, in the pop culture one, I think the main person has to be evil. Now, are the other people evil? I think the Nuremberg trials told us yes. Just following orders is not a valid defense. In general, henchmen working for an evil person are going to be doing evil things. If there's a storyline in which they choose not to do evil things, that's them, you know, sort of going against their programming or waking up or deciding they don't want to do this anymore because it's bad, right? And they, you know, they essentially opt out of being henchmen and become helping the heroes or part of the heroes of the story. So yeah, henchmen probably usually bad because they're working for a bad person who's going to make them do bad things. There's not too many of them. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think you're forced to do it against your will. You're not a henchman.
No.
Also, the dictionary definition, I think, is interesting, which it basically says it's the person tasked to do evil things. So the dictionary is like not judging the tasker, the politician, like Nixon sends the guys to break into the Watergate Hotel and like they're his henchmen. It's like, well, wait a second. We could judge the boss. We could judge the boss, too. But it's that the doing of evil by the person is the thing that is the idea of a henchman, I think. And you're right. I think at some point it becomes like an army. There's the difference between like it being a small kind of like a coterie of people who are tasked with a particular kind of dirty deed, and then above a scale, yes, an evil person with an army. The army isn't its henchmen. The army is the army.
Right. I mean, and I think part of that also, again, with the pop culture thing, is in most fiction narratives that we see, if you see an army, it's just sort of a faceless mass. But if you want to have, so even not named characters, but like henchman number one, henchman number two, you can't have that many people on screen. James Bond is fighting his way through henchmen. He's going to fight his way through 10 or 20. He's not going to fight his way through 700.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you end up seeing like henchman, who's playing henchman number five in this scene. There's a limited number of people you can have on screen doing fisticuffs and shooting at him in any one scene for the audience to track. And if there is a crowd scene where there's literally an army or of people or whatever, they don't get individually named.
That's just an army. No, and you got a duck the hat coming from Oddjob, who is a henchman. Chewbacca, mm-hmm. he mentions. Well, Chewbacca doesn't do evil, so Chewbacca is not a henchman. Yeah,
he's not working for an evil boss. Yeah, he's a sidekick.
And Boba Fett is a bounty hunter. He is not a henchman. He's a bounty hunter. Mm-hmm. For hire means that he's not a henchman. He may perform hench-like tasks, evil right. tasks from time to time, but like he's a contractor. He's not an employee.
We don't need their scum. Robot or not.